Welcome to episode 40 of the English Sessions, Time or Times. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. For the full audio transcript, go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. Listen for these words today. Cucumber. A cucumber is a long, green-skinned fruit. In my country, the United States of America, we love to eat cucumbers on salads, and we also like to pickle them. Punish. To punish means to discipline someone or treat them in a harsh or mean way. Often because they did something that was against a rule or law. In episode 26, I talked about countable and uncountable nouns. Countable nouns have a plural form. You can count them. Cucumber is a countable noun. I have one cucumber. I have two cucumbers. Three cucumbers. But there are many nouns in English that you don't typically count. For example, the word furniture. Usually, we don't say one furniture, two furnitures. Instead, we say one piece of furniture, two pieces of furniture. Today, we are going to talk about the word time. So, is time a countable noun, or is time an uncountable noun? This may or may not surprise you, but it's both. Sometimes it is countable, and sometimes it is not countable. It depends on how you are using it. I am going to provide some examples. Listen for the word time. Then you can decide if it is countable in the example sentences or if it is uncountable. Number one, Daniel, my son, how many times do I have to tell you, clean your room? If you don't clean your room in time for supper, you will be punished. Number two, I don't have time for this. I am in a hurry. I need to get to an important business meeting. Number three. Jill, is this a bad time to talk? We need to talk about something very important. We can discuss it some other time, though, if you're busy. Okay, did you hear the word time in my examples? Were my examples countable or uncountable? Were some countable and others uncountable? Listen again. Number one, Daniel, my son, how many times do I have to tell you, clean your room? If you don't clean your room in time for supper, you will be punished. Number two, I don't have time for this. I am in a hurry. I need to get to an important business meeting. Number three. Jill, is this a bad time to talk? We need to talk about something very important. We can discuss it some other time, though, if you're busy. If you know the answers, then let us know. contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or through the website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. Time is sometimes countable and sometimes uncountable. What is the difference between the two? I will tell you right now. We will now talk about time as a countable noun. When can you say one time, two times, three times, four times? You can count times in the same way you would count individual experiences. For example, I have been to France three times. Three times I have been to France on three separate trips in different years. They are individual experiences separated by years. I have been to France three times. Once in 2010, another time in 2015, and most recently in 2018. Let's try to use the countable time in questions. I want to ask you questions. I want to get to know my listeners. Tell me, how many times have you visited my country, the United States of America? Maybe once. Maybe you have not visited my country. Maybe you come to visit every year. I will ask another question that applies to all of us. How many times did you drink water yesterday? Don't remember? Okay. How many times did you eat yesterday? Separate occasions, separate individual experiences. We are counting them. Now, let's talk about time as an uncountable noun. When you do not count time. In English, time is also the word for continued progress of existence. The word to describe our reality as we progress or continue through it. Or another way to look at it, time is also all of the past, present, and future as a whole, as an entire collective experience. For example, gambling is a waste of time and money. Here, time and money are nouns that we don't count. I will ask you some more questions. How much time do you have for English every day? How much time do you spend listening to music on average? How much time, uncountable? How many times, countable? I hope the difference between countable time and uncountable time is clearer to you now. I will provide one more example that I hope will clear up any more confusion. How much time is in one day? Well, remember, all the past, present, and future is time collectively. So, people in our world have decided on ways to count this type of time in hours, minutes, seconds. How much time is in one day? Well, we can say there are 24 hours in one day. That is one way to count collective time. There are 24 hours in one day. People do this with other very common uncountable nouns too, right? Think about water. How much water is in that cup? Well, in my country, it is common to measure water in ounces. There are 8 ounces in that glass of water. How does your country measure water? Write into the podcast or leave a message on the website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. Any questions? Write into the podcast, EFTeacherMike@gmail.com. That's EFTeacherMike @gmail.com. Find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.com/TheEnglishSessions, Twitter.com/TheE Sessions, Instagram.com/EnglishSessionsWithMike. Go to our website for much more content. EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. You can help support the English Sessions. Go to Patreon.com/TheEnglishSessions to make a monthly contribution. For only $1 per month, you will have access to the full audio transcript of this episode and much more, including English sessions with students, test preparation, and ad-free versions of all of my podcast episodes and bonus episodes. Go to patreon.com/TheEnglishSessions. That's PATREON.com/TheEnglishSessions. And sign up today. Please rate and review The English Sessions on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. It really helps us. Go to the website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, for a free consultation with me, Mike. Do you want to talk to me about your English? I offer a free 30-minute consultation. That's right, 30 minutes free with me, Mike. After that, I will be available to you for private lessons at a price that is affordable for you. We can discuss what you can afford together. I am here to help. One more thing for all of the advanced learners out there, make sure to subscribe or follow Get the Word with Mike Butler. Yes, Get the Word is now its own podcast. You must search for Get the Word separately now. There are episodes of Get the Word on the new podcast that are not on the English Sessions. The anchor page is anchor.fm/get-the-word. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English Sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello everyone, Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Ahora estás escuchando 10 minutos de Spanish Tips con Andrea Alger de Spanish Land School. En este podcast vas a aprender algo nuevo de manera práctica e interesante en tan solo 10 minutos para que mejores tu gramática y tu comprensión y así puedas pensar y hablar como nativo. ¡Vamos, aprendamos juntos!